Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
3:12 on a Tuesday, and for the first of consecutive Tuesdays, Keith, we will check in with
Karen Wheeler, the Supervisor of Elections for Monroe County.
Karen, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. How are you?
Good afternoon. Starting to feel like family here, huh?
Good. I like it. You know what? And we are so appreciative that you're with us this week and next week. We hope we can bring a 10-minute break to your otherwise unbelievably busy days. Tell us all about what's happening downtown at 401 West 7th Street, because I heard you and Keith getting a little prep in the bullpen here. Your numbers are going up. Tell me all about it.
Yes, for the last 5 days, I have gotten over 1,000 every day. So our average is pretty much 1,000 a day, and that means we've had about 11,000 walk-in voters. So that's not too bad, and that's with the constriction of the space with social distancing. We're pushing them through as fast as we can.
Now, Karen, I'm terrible at math. Anybody that listens to this program understands that. How many registered voters do we have in Monroe County? And we've got, gee whiz, six more days this week, six more days next week. How many could we get in there? How many are registered in Monroe County? And are we getting close to getting them all in?
Well, we have 98,500 registered voters, and at this point, I have sent out a little more than 14,000 mail ballots. I've gotten back almost 10,000 of those. So the 10,000 and the 11,000, I've already gotten 21,000 voters.
Wow.
That have voted.
Now, how many voters did we have ballots cast in the 2016 president? I just want people to have because we can sit here and rattle numbers off all day, but if they don't have anything to compare it to, Keith, it's kind of,
that's right,
they're just plain old boring numbers. So what were the numbers of total votes in the 2016 presidential election, Karen?
I can tell you for the absentee, which is what we're talking about, we had 26,600. So I would say we're going to surpass that, since we're already at pretty much 21,000. And I have a lot more that can come in from the voting, the mail ballot wins. I think we're doing really good. Actually, 2008 was one of our bigger wins. In the past, we had 31,100, and
we're going to beat that.
I believe we are too.
Now, will that make for easier precinct voting on election day if you see these numbers as gigantic as they are now?
It's a really interesting question, because you could say yes, but sometimes it says no. It just says that everyone wants to vote, and they're going to vote however they can. So I'm thinking we're going to have more of the...
We're just going to have a lot of votes in general, 000. Huh?
Yep. I think we're going to hit more like the 65,000 total, but, that's just a guess,
Well, and you see those numbers every day, so that's why we have you on, because your guess is a lot better than Keith's guess and a lot better than my guess. Keith, go ahead.
Well, Karen, one of the things is we see the lines waiting there. Do you know roughly how long it's taking each voter to get through on average?
Now that your numbers are up, because the last time we spoke to you, you were right around 900 a day.
Right.
Now you're doing 100 more.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's right. So I hear a lot of times it's between... it's probably close to 90 minutes.
Yes. Okay.
So now yesterday it was way down the wait time. It was more like 20 minutes to 40 minutes, but we still had 1,023 yesterday.
In the rain too. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Well, because everybody thought they wouldn't have to wait as long with rain. Now, Karen, can you go through your ballots, or can you go through with a stopwatch? I don't know how this works. Are you busy from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., 9 a.m. to noon? Do you have it broken down like that? So if somebody says, you know what, I'm at work, my boss is only going to let me sneak out for maybe a half an hour, 45 minutes, is there an optimum time for those people?
There really isn't. For one thing, though, I have to say that I really can't see the end of the line, but I get reports. Uh-huh. And most of the time, they're saying it's 2.5 blocks, 3 blocks long.
Yes.
So I can't really see the end, but it never stops. And when I come to work at 7 o'clock in the morning, we don't open until 8. There's always a line. Always a line.
And the other,
so they're here before I am.
That's fantastic. Why? Well, they want to get in first and be done with it, or close to first as possible. We know the door closes at 6 o'clock, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the work week. We'll talk about Saturdays here in just a second. But if I'm in line at 5:15 and I'm still a block away and it's 6 o'clock, do you let all the people in line vote, or do you just go out and say, hey, we'll have to come back tomorrow? So people can understand that process.
No, if you're in line at 6 o'clock even, 6 p.m., you can vote. And I go out there and I stamp everybody's hand. If you've got that flag on your hand, you're going to be able to vote. But let me clarify, too. It opens at 8 o'clock in the morning, not at 6 o'clock.
The precincts open at 6.
Election day.
Hey, Karen, one other quick thing. We were talking. Where are we in terms of applications for absentee ballots? Are they higher or lower than normal?
Much higher. Yes, we've had the over 14,000 applications for the ballot. And Thursday is the last day that you can actually apply for a mailed ballot, the 22nd.
Do you read any of this as a harbinger of how many people might turn out to vote? Would this be a record turnout for Monroe County?
There's a great possibility. This could be a record-breaking election, yes.
And if that record's broken, we'll just have to put that one down in the annals. Is 2008 the number we're shooting for if we're talking about breaking records? Is that the biggest one you've been a part of?
How much did you say?
In 2008, was that the biggest election that you've been a part of?
Yes, yes. And I wasn't in this position at all, but I was working in the, I was an inspector, I believe, that year.
Yeah, that counts. That all counts.
Remember, right? Yeah, so I was on election day working.
I know the question we had is, when can you actually start opening and counting the absentee ballots?
We don't count any of the ballots until Election Day. We can tally. We can't tally until Election Day. When people come in to vote now, when they walk in, they're actually going to take their ballot and scan it in. And so it's going to be scanned, ready to be tallied. But we don't know any numbers. We don't know anything about that until Election Day. And then we can't even find those numbers out until after 6 p.m. But we can start sooner.
You can get ahead to get ahead. And the more ballots you have, obviously absentee coming in at this time, you know that you'll be a little bit ahead on election night. So that's good. That's good. Now, the other question we have for you, Karen, October 22nd is coming up in a couple of days. Why is that an important day for people in the state of Indiana?
That is a day that it's their last day that they can request a mailed ballot sent to them. And if they want to do that, they can go on to IndianaVoters.com and request it. It's going to get through them faster. You know, if they request it from us, we have to mail it to them and they have to mail it back. So I would highly suggest to go to IndianaVoters.com and get that in electronically, and then we can send you a ballot still. But it's getting to be a narrow window here.